The largest solar array in Massachusetts is planned on top of an old landfill in Worcester. The project has been celebrated by Worcester as a move toward a greener future. But some environmentalists are concerned it could have an impact on the wildlife that's made the former landfill home. New England Public Radio's Casey Gilman reports.
Soon, Worcester could become home to Massachusetts' largest municipally owned solar array. Panels would sit atop a 26-acre stretch of capped landfill. This site would be an important source of renewable energy for Worcester.
Hi, are you John?
Yes.
Last summer, I met up with John O'Dell at the Greenwood Street landfill. He's Worcester's Director of Energy and Assets.
Should we head out?
Yep. Absolutely.
It was quiet, just a windy hill surrounded by trees, overlooking parts of the city, the Worcester-Providence Turnpike, and Route 20. The top had been recently seeded, and the well-spaced 4-inch shoots of grass were more suggestive of a new lawn than a solar project. A solar project that has O'Dell really excited.
From the city's perspective, this is a huge win. This is financially a huge win. This is a huge win in terms of showing, walking the walk, as it were, in terms of climate adaptation and mitigation that we all want to do. It's also a great hedge in terms of economics.
A hedge because Worcester officials expect the solar array to produce up to 20% of the yearly electricity city facilities use. And it will, in fact, not only save money, but be a money maker. O'Dell estimates 20 years after the solar array goes in, the city will be $20 to $25 million ahead. And there's another thing, according to O'Dell. For Worcester, this would be a signpost for the city's new green outlook.
Part of a Worcester's sort of industrial town that's sort of going through a rebirth right now, and this is one of the many things that Worcester is doing to sort of showcase, hey, we're coming into the 21st century here, We're green, we're trying to promote economic development, and this is just one rather large project to sort of showcase that.
But not everyone is happy about the planned solar array. You might think environmentalists would love a big renewable energy project, but they had other ideas for what to do with this land. After the landfill was originally capped in the mid-80s, nature took the site back. It became a grassland habitat some hope to make into an urban wildlife sanctuary.
Well, it's sparrow. It's buffy underneath. It's got this extraordinary color pattern on the upper parts, feathers. And it's got a...
That's Mark Lynch, a birder who gives wildlife tours. In his Worcester home, Lynch gives me the basics on the grasshopper sparrow, a bird he's monitored since the 70s. The sparrows have flown south for the winter, so he's showing me pictures his wife took of the sparrow on his laptop.
They love to perch up in like single bushes or tall weeds within sort of a rough grassland environment.
Since 1995, the state of Massachusetts has labeled this bird threatened. And the Greenwood Street landfill, it's been one of its breeding sites. Lynch and other grasshopper sparrow fans had pitted their hopes on using the landfill to save the sparrows.
It was really interesting because here you have an urban environment, and in the middle of it, it was this raised island that was this incredible grassland habitat.
Lynch, along with the group Mass Audubon, wants the city to ditch the big solar project and instead construct a handful of smaller arrays around Worcester. But the city struck a deal with the state, a compromise of sorts, that requires Worcester to either find new homes for the sparrows or provide funding for existing habitats elsewhere in the state. Jesse Ledick, a biologist with the Massachusetts Department of Natural Heritage and Endangered Species, defends the arrangement.
With the Greenwood Street landfill being a fairly small contributor to the conservation of the species, that either creation of habitat elsewhere or funding for land protection or habitat enhancement could actually provide a long-term net benefit.
But it's not quite a done deal. This big solar project hinges on the legislature raising the net metering cap. That's necessary before Worcester can sell some of the excess energy it gets through the solar panels back to the electric company. The big payoff. The State House and Senate passed separate bills last year raising the cap, but they still have to work out the differences. If a compromise is reached and all goes as planned, installation on the Greenwood Street landfill would begin in late spring, with the panels accepting sunlight by the end of the summer, around the time the grasshopper sparrows used to migrate south from their grassy urban sanctuary. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Casey Gelman.